Gotta love that song. Well, anyways, hello dudes and dudettes. You are listening to Penguin Radio on a radio.dominican.edu. And that's right, it's time for the one, the only, Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, presenting you the best in novelty music and news. I'm Dr. Novella. And some of you may have, who are actually in the college, may have seen me last Friday. I was a guest DJ on a DJ Nomi's show. That was pretty fun. And now here I am, actually with my own show. Now, some of you guys, I can imagine, you're like, Doctor, what in the world is this novelty music you speak of? Well, generic Southern accent guy. If you must know, novelty music is a genre of music that to be silly and comedical and funny, and most importantly, made with the intent of being comedical and funny. Now, the being a history guy, I could go over the 100 years or so this genre has, but no one would be listening to me by the time I was done. So, we're going to move on to our first novelty song. My Weird Al. Weird Al Yankovic, one of the most active and arguably most successful novelty act in the United States. He's been entertaining people with his comical parodies of popular songs, along with the original songs he wrote himself, since 1976. So our first song, as some of you might already tell, our first song was a single in his 2006 album, the Straight Outta Lindenwood, and his first song to reach the top 10 in the Billboard Hot 100, topping at number 9. And that's right. Here it is, his parody of Raiden by Charlemagne and Crazy Bone, White and Nerdy.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know to White and Nerdy. Can't you see I'm White and Nerdy? Look at me, I'm White and Nerdy. I wanna roll with the gangsters, but so far they all think I'm too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
MIT. Got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to a thousand places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I set the place ablaze. There's no killer app I haven't run. At Pascal, well I'm number one. Do vector count. Calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I can sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. Here's the part I sing.
They see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I like to roll with the gangsters, although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. So white and nerdy.
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. Websites. My friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. Spend my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy in the extreme. Whiter than sour cream.
I was in a V club and Glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy. Just because I'm white and nerdy. All because I'm white and nerdy. Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy.
I wanna bowl with the gangsters. Yes, I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everyone. You're watching the Dominican Radio. Radio.dominican.edu. And this is Dr. Novella on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour. Now, while the primary focus of this is music, there is another thing I go through. What I do is look through novelty news. Now, how this works is I'll find two or three funny news stories. You know, one might not necessarily hear throughout the day, you know, unless you're watching this or really looking out there. So hopefully, with me, I'll be able to show you just how hilarious the world can be. So, for our first story, we have the tale of a bear down in the Los Angeles area who has gained popularity among the populace for his various food-related antics. He's been captured numerous times, caught eating food and stealing food and all that. So, the bear named Meatball, because that's one of his favorite foods, or Glenn Barrington, depending on who you ask, now is currently residing in a temporary animal shelter. And currently there's a bit of a wherever to keep him around here or send him to Colorado where they planned on sending him. In fact, this bear has become so popular that he has a Twitter under the name of Glenn Barrington and now has over 28,000 followers. So, you know, in case any of you ever lose faith in humanity... left, a bear that's most notable for eating meatballs has more followers on Twitter than most of us ever will. And actually, I was looking up his Twitter right here, and for a Twitter about a bear who eats meatballs, it's not bad. You could do a lot worse than this. You can do. In fact, you know, he likes his meatballs. one of his things here. Apparently, he likes grapes and avocados. So clearly, we are working with a bear with real taste. And there's a bit of respect for that. You got your bears going around being, yeah, I'm a bear. Need some fish or some berries or whatever. No. This bear makes a stand. He's like, yeah, I'm a bear, sure. But that doesn't mean that I shouldn't be able to eat nice things. I like nice things. This guy got some real taste. He's a dapper bear. All he needs is a monocle and a top hat, and he'd be perfect. Yes. So, we're getting up ready for our break. However, before we go, I mentioned that for those of you who don't know, I do have a Facebook page for Dr. Novella. And you can find it. Type in Dr. Novella on Facebook, and you'll find it. Novella. And so you can go in there. You can post things. You can chat. Comment how and what you like so far. Maybe post some things you might find interesting or whatever. And so that way, you have some part of the show, which I want us all to have a good time. And who knows, if I like what you gotta say, I'll even mention it on the radio. So you can be like, yeah, I'm cool. I got my name mentioned on Dr. Novella, man. Ooh, in fact, I have a perfect idea. So we're gonna take a quick break. And for any of you on there who are on the Facebook page, I don't know if any of you guys come up and answer the if you were a bear like this like the Glenn Barrington, what kind of food would you eat? Besides just the basic bear stuff, what food would you go out and be like, yeah, I might be a bear, but I still want some nice stuff. I want some meatballs or whatever. I want to hear what kind of stuff you guys would want to eat. You were a bear, like bear, like Glenn Barrington. And with that, I'm going to take a quick few minute break, listen to the regular college radio, and I will see you guys in a bit.
You feel all alone, and the world has turned its back on you. Give me a moment, please, to tame your wild, wild heart. I know you feel like the walls are closing in on you. It's hard to find relief, and people can be so cold when darkness is upon your door, and you feel like you can't take anymore. You're not alone.
Alrighty, everyone. Welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour. So, had a few people get some responses. So let's see. I have my my brother, Justin. So, according to him, if he was a bear, he would want to eat caramel macchiatos. Not entirely sure what that is, but sounds fancy. Since fish is too mainstream and scarves. Fancy scarves made from the finest material fish. Now, I'm curious about that. Like, does he mean, like, you eat that and scarves? Or are you saying you wear the scarves? Oh, what's he supposed to know? Like, a little confused on that. Who else we got? So, we also have, Eric. We would eat Cub Scouts. Wonderful. Call them meatballs if you want. Of course. Maybe how else would you do it, huh? Alrighty. And real quick, I got a text from someone who was having some difficulties in finding how to get on here. Both. Yeah, the Justin responded to my question. Yeah, he both wearing scarves and then eating them. Yeah, wonderful. Anyways, yeah, so I got a text from one of my friends asking how you can listen into here. And just in case any of you, just so you guys know that, you know, if one of you, like your friend, wants to listen and they're not sure how, it's just real simple. Let me go to the website. And there'll be a little thing that says listen to Dominican Radio and click on that and it'll bring you to iTunes. I assume you all know that, but it was asked, so I'm just putting it out there now. I'll even mention it on the Facebook in the next break for people. So hopefully a word will get out and we can have more people listening. Right, so for our next song, we're going back to the past. The wonderful world of the 1940s. Oh. So, we're going to go with one of the greats of the genre, Spike Jones. He was a popular artist from the early middle of 20th century, known for his satirical acts with the outlandish vocals and sounds, like he'd use whistles and cowbells and all that wonderful stuff. Yeah, he was using cowbells before Christopher Walken made it cool. So, you know, respect and all that. So, our next song was made during World War II. It was used in a Donald Duck propaganda cartoon. Probably the only one any of you know of. Most of you know of. So that's right. It's everyone's favorite Make Fun of Nazis song. The Der Führer's Face by Spike Jones.
When the Führer says, "We is the master race, we heil, heil!" Right in the Führer's face, not to love the Führer is a great disgrace, so we heil, heil! Right in the Führer's face. When Herr Goebbels says, "We own the world in space, we heil, heil!" Right in Herr Goebbels' face, when Herr Göring says, "They'll never bomb this place, we heil, heil!" Right in Herr Göring's face. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman.
Yeah, we is the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order. Heil Hitler's world new order.
Everyone of foreign race will love the Führer's face when we bring to the world disorder.
When the Führer says, "We is the master race, we heil, heil!" Right in the Führer's face, not to love the Führer is a great disgrace, so we heil, heil! Right in the Führer's face.
Fuhrer says, me is the master race. Me Heil! Heil! Right into Fuhrer's face. Not to love the Fuhrer is a great disgrace. So be Heil! Heil! Right in the Fuhrer's face.
Alrighty. So, welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour. So now that we got some more music in, how about we got some more novelty news for you. So, our next story takes place in the town of Epping, New Hampshire, where a woman was arrested four times in 26 hours. As for what you say? Well, playing music too loud. That's right, yeah. She was arrested three times for not complying with the police's request to turn down the music. As for the fourth time, that was because she threw a frying pan at her nephew. So the report says she was listening to AC/DC and Guns N' Roses. And, well, while I admire her taste in music, I like to think that maybe sometime around at least the second arrest, maybe, perhaps you just take out some earbuds or something, headphones, whatever. You think. But she didn't. And you know what that makes her? An Epping idiot. Ah. Yeah, I know. So horrible. Righty. So. So anyways, we're coming up. Probably take we're getting close to another break. So, of course, as usual, you know, any comments or anything you want to write. And since I like the question so much, let's try that again. So, we have the lady, and she was arrested for playing her music too loud. So I wonder, if you were this lady in the same position, what music would you be playing? I'd probably be playing something like that, or like if I was just trolling people, just get like really loud screamo metal. So like when the police come, be like, turn down the music. I'd be like, what? I can't hear you. The music's too loud, and then it'll be hilarious until I'm thrown in jail and I have to call my parents and be like, yeah, I got sent to jail. My music was too loud. She bailed me out or something, and then they just sit there and laugh and laugh and laugh. And no. Right. Wonderful world we live in. Right, so you post your response, and I will see you again after this commercial break.
Came around, been a long time, but I'm back in town. you kiss me, I would give anything again to be your baby doll. This time I'm not leaving without you. He says, sit back down where you belong, in the corner of my bar with your high heels on. Sit back down on the couch where we
Alrighty, everyone, and we're back here on radio.dominican.edu, and you're watching Dr. Novella Novelty Hour with your host, the one and only Dr. Novella. Right, so, for our next song, we're gonna venture to the tale of a genre of music and a fighting style that came together in 1974 to give Carl Douglas the one song that made him famous. However, before we do that, we do have some comments for our questions. As for remember, I asked the what kind of music would you be listening to if you were in that lady's position. So we have Patrick Rettenhouse, who claims that he'd be says he's listening to it right now and he's enjoying it. So I'm going to assume that that's just what he would listen to. So then we have Nicole Miller, saying that she would be playing her Rock of Ages, the album, for her daughter Madison, which is who's incredibly adorable. Almost 3-year-old. And we have our Justin again. I'm seeing a common trend here. And he'd listen to High Contrast. He says he probably wouldn't know. I've probably never heard of them. And for that, you would be correct. I've never heard of them. Yeah, it's like you're trying to sound like a hipster. It's horrible. But anyways, let's get on to that. It's our next song, like I was mentioning, The Magical World of Kung Fu and Funk. That's right. It's Carl Douglas's one hit, The Kung Fu Fighting.
Oh, Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them. On, we took the bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. Sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they did it with expert timing. Oh, yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed that song. And of course, as I mentioned your time before, you're watching a radio at dominican.edu. And you're watching the Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour with Dr. Novella. So, before we move on to our last song, I have one more news story. One more. And for any of you who were listening on Friday, I don't know if there's anyone on there that was, but if you were, you remember this was one of the articles where I was asked to pull up, and I said I'd pull as an example of kind of stuff, and it's worth mentioning again for all of you who weren't there to witness it. So, this thing, found this on CNN Tech. And this article about this new jacket that came out. It's called the Hug Me Jacket. And it was created by a fashion designer, Xi Chan. I probably pronounced that horribly. And basically, it's like this green jacket. It might come another color, but the only picture I could find is with green. It's like it's this big, heavy woolen jacket, and it has these woolen hands that like one around your neck and the chest and the back, and so it's supposed to simulate hugging. Because yeah, according to her, according to him, everyone needs love, and so of course, what better way to show that you're loved than having to find artificial ways of being hugged? Seriously, like you probably don't believe me, but seriously, like go to CNN.com, type in the Hug Me Jacket, look it up. It's stupid. I mean, like, the... I suppose it's nice what they were trying to do, you know, with the whole, you know, the having hugs and all that. And I enjoy a good hug. But I'd rather have an actual human hug instead of a dark green burqa that makes me look like an idiot. Like, seriously, trust me. Look at it and you'll just be like, So, we're going to have one more commercial break, then our last song for the night. And while we're on a commercial break, when you guys on Facebook, look this, go to CNN, look this thing up, and say wherever you would wear it in public or not. And we'll be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Falling in love. Falling in love with you.
You go when all those shadows almost killed your light. I remember you said, "Don't leave me here alone." But all that's dead and gone and past tonight. Just close your eyes. The sun is going down. You'll be
cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine.
Alrighty, and we're back. So, we have a few comments. So, we have the Patrick Redenhouse, who said he would totally wear that, like, every day. And not because of the hugs, but, you know, because he thinks it's awesome. Good for him. You know, when I go and visit and I see you wearing it, I will laugh at you. But, you know, to his own. I'm not complaining. Or I am surprised, though. Oh, in fact, that his brother also, if it was being paid for at a party for entertainment, and that's certainly a wonderful reason. And, you know, I am kind of surprised that the Justin has not replied yet, because he's replied to everything else. I do find that a little interesting, but, you know, whatever. Can't win all of them. So, we got ourselves one more song here. That's going to take us from the 70s to the 80s. As you can see, you know, I'm trying to find song from all, from all different time periods. You know, we got some from the 2000s, one from the 40s, 70s, 80s. You know, because there really is just, wait, Justin Freeman posted just what? Just what did he say? Oh my god. Just wait. Oh no. That's no good. Anyways. So I was saying, the novelty music has been here for a while. You know, there are many different songs go all through the 20th century, and then there are a lot of decades to work with. So now we're about here for our last song. This is for all you video game fans out there. So this and I know I'm one of them. So what better way to end with some retro 80s video game music? So this song was released at the end of 1981, the height of the first video game craze. And it was written by the musical duo of Buckner and Garcia, which would prove to become their most memorable hit and the one song that anyone who knows of such things would know them for. So that's right. The dedicated to one of the most popular arcade character of all time. Here it is, Buckner and Garcia's Pac-Man Fever.
Shoulders hurting too.
Alrighty. We're back, so we're about done with my hour. I'm sorry for listening in the beginning that took a few minutes longer than I thought to get started. Had a little issue, but it was fixed. I know what to do next time, so hopefully next Tuesday, it'll be right on time. Yep. And I really hope all of you enjoyed yourself. You know, when I was playing, I was looking and seeing all the different musical stuff. You know, I saw, you know, there was, you know, the usual music, you know, your talk shows, your gossip, sports, and all that. And I thought, if I'm going to do something, you know, do something that, you know, I enjoy and I think can do a lot of good. And, you know, and what better way to address that than music that to make people laugh. And so I hope that all of you enjoyed it. And we have one last comment by Justin. And I don't even know what this is. What does he say? Man, I rubber nose bottled a feat before it was cool. Good job. Not entirely sure what you said, but good job. What a way to end the show. Righty, so you've been watching watching Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I hope you guys had a good time. Come back here next Tuesday, 6 to 7. Same novelty time, same novelty place. Have a good night, everyone.